This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Allahumma la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن بطن لا يشبع ومن دعاء لا يسمع. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him and every single one of us and our offspring to come up to the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all steadfast on this deen. Ameen. Honored ulama and beloved brothers, dearest sisters and listeners, we always make a dua for our offspring. The means in which to ensure, inshallah, that our offspring will remain on deen is if we ourselves are concerned about our own deen. Take a look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. After having engaged in so many acts of worship and fulfilled all the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with, he then makes a dua for his whole progeny. And he then says, Ya Allah, not only me, but keep my offspring also on deen. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ Ya Allah, make my whole progeny a nation that will be steadfast, that will submit to you. Ibrahim alayhi salam himself was known as an ummah. Himself was known as a whole ummah. He is named that in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast and our offspring steadfast on this deen. Wherever we have erred as human beings, we falter, we err. We need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as possible so that we can achieve His mercy before it is too late. This evening, mashallah, we read verses of Surah Ala Imran. If you recall, we started with Surah Al-Fatiha. We spoke about Surah Al-Baqarah, wherein a lot of the story of Musa alayhi salam is mentioned, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies certain stories that are mentioned in the Torah, stories that are mentioned in the Old Testament, that are confirmed by the Jewish people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them as well in Surah Al-Baqarah. In Surah Ala Imran, the issue of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus may peace be upon him, is discussed in detail. Look at the sequence. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing the discrepancies or the questions raised by the Jewish people in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now in Surah Ala Imran, the family of Imran, Imran was the grandfather of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named not one surah, but more than one surah after members of the family of Imran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him mercy and all of us as well. So Isa alayhi salam, his mother was known as Maryam, Mary, the virgin, the innocent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her, inshallah, the loftiest ranks, being the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. She was granted a miraculous child by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is clarified in this surah that we read this evening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how the wife of Imran had made a dua to say, Ya Allah, I dedicate the child you are going to give me to the place of worship. And when she gave birth to a child, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she gave birth to a female child. And the Quran says a female is not equal to a male. Physically we know that. Spiritually we have the equal chance to gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to physically, we are different. And in other ways also we are different. Emotionally, we are different. In several other ways, we are different. Even when it comes to physical strength and might, we are different. So, those who claim that there is complete equality from all angles with male and female, they are fooling themselves and they are trying to fool others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. We believe in equality when it comes to rights, correct. When it comes to spirituality, correct. But it does not require an educated person to know that a woman is different from a man. We have Mr., we have Mrs. Subhanallah. The day the whole world says Mr. and Mr., we will begin to think. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from seeing such a day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when The wife of Imran had a child who was a female child known as Maryam. That child was dedicated to the place of worship. Very interestingly, the child was granted food. Every day there was a plate of food that was brought for the child, and as this female Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam grew, she would receive the food. One day Zakariya alayhi salam, who also lived at the same time, happened to see a plate of food with Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam that had fruit that was outside the season. You know, when you have orange in the oranges season, mashallah, you know that it is now season. You know when it is the season of watermelons, when it is season of the lychees, mashallah, this province is known for its lychees, mashallah. But when you see lychees outside the season, then you know it's from somewhere else. At that time, there was no communication and no transport such that you could bring it from one part of the world to the other. So Zakariya alayhi salam was surprised. He asked her, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha. Oh Maryam, how did you get this? Where did you get it from? Who gave it to you? She says, Huwa min indillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided this for me. Amazing. Now Zakariya alayhi salam did not have offspring. He made a dua. He was quite old. He says, Ya Allah, I can see that this is off-season fruit given to someone by your power. So I might consider myself off-season in the sense that I am old now. My wife is old. But your power can grant us a child. Lo and behold, he was granted a child. Subhanallah. He made a dua. Ya Allah, grant me offspring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that to him. Yahya, known as John in the Bible, those who read would find John the Baptist, that's whom we are speaking about, alayhi salatu wassalam. Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam was a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living at the same time as Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this, and he clarifies it for the people of the book to see that what they have has been changed. This is actually authentic. This is the true story. Where Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Jesus may peace be upon him, was born miraculously. This is why Allah says in Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. The example of Isa, or Jesus may peace be upon him, is similar to the example of Adam. Allah created him and then said, be, and he was. And from this Allah is showing us that there are four ways in which he has created. Without the involvement of male or female, such as the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Secondly, with the involvement of male but no female, such as Eve or Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam, created from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and no involvement of a female. The third, creation through a female without the involvement of a male, such as the creation of Isa or Jesus, may peace be upon him. And the fourth is how myself and yourselves have come into existence through male and female. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he makes mention of this in this surah, that the example of Isa alayhi salam, or Jesus may peace be upon him, is similar to that of Adam. Nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how he chose Maryam, how he chose Mary above the other women, and how he decided to let Isa alayhi salatu wassalam be within her womb. Subhanallah. Those were the chosen people. Allah chose them. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. You want to know who Allah chose above everybody else? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى. Allah has chosen Adam and Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran above everybody else. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So these are the chosen people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us to serve this deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever, never ever let us fall into the trap of shaitan. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam was chosen. And thereafter, he speaks about the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. The fact that he spoke from when he was in the cradle. We all know that. The words he said. What did he say? And this is to clarify for those who think that he said, worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said,
إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا.
This is in Surah Maryam. Allah says, he said, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam says, I am a worshipper of Allah. He has granted me a book and made me a messenger, made me a prophet, subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this particular surah that we read tonight, another clarification on similar lines, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reveal to a messenger, and then you find that that messenger will say, worship me besides Allah. No, a messenger will always say, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that even the disciples of Jesus, who are mentioned in the testaments that belong to the Christians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these disciples and the fact that they too addressed Allah, the Creator. They did not address Jesus, may peace be upon him, as a God.
قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ
The disciples said, we are going to assist the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ
We all believe in Allah. We believe in the One, the Creator. That's whom we worship. And then they make a dua, or they made a dua that is mentioned in the Quran. The disciples said,
رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ
The disciples called out to the Creator, saying, O our Rabb, O you who created us, we have believed in that which you have revealed, and we have followed this messenger. So write us from amongst those who bear witness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance to be from amongst those who bear witness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to us. He has delivered the goods. We have the Quran in our midst. The living miracle, the greatest miracle, subhanallah. Have we accepted that message? And have we adopted it and put it into our lives? May Allah make it easy for us. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, after making mention of that, He also makes mention of the miracles of Isa alayhi salam, which the Christians would agree with. What were some of the miracles? He could create a clay-like image or a little statue of a bird, and he would blow in its direction and it would begin to fly. It would be given life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned in the Quran. Then he could give life to the dead by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is mentioned in the Quran, which means medicine at that time was at its peak. There were a lot of top doctors whom, when people were ill, they came and tried a few tricks. I'm sorry to be saying that, but they tried their own tricks of the trade, and the people would be cured and everybody would be amused and baffled. And one would want to be higher than the other, until when they gave up hope, Isa alayhi salam was called, and he just had to blow in that direction, and the person got up from after the doctors pronounced them completely dead. Allahu Akbar. That was the miracle mentioned in the Quran. The Christians would agree with this. Then Allah says that He could cure the sick. The sick meaning the leper. He just passed His hand over them, they were cured. And He could cure those who were blinded. Pass His hand over them, they were cured. By the will of Allah, the power of Allah given to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. If we did not believe in Jesus, in Isa alayhi salam, would we ever be praising Him to this degree, revering Him, considering Him one of the loftiest of messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We believe in Him and we put Him exactly where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put Him. And this is why it is very important for us to realize the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a correct, authentic narration. لا تطروني كما أطرت النصارى ابن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the end of his life, was worried. He says, never ever exaggerate, never ever go beyond the limits regarding myself in the same way that the Christians fell prey to to that, and they went beyond the limits regarding Jesus, may peace be upon him. They took him to the level of godhood. Always call me the slave of Allah and his worshipper. Abdun means a slave. Abdullahi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you would like to honor me, call me a slave of Allah. Subhanallah. And this is why the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahabbul asma'i ilallahi, Abdullahi wa Abdurrahman. The most beloved names to Allah. We name our children, mashallah. I've also named mine. I don't have an Abdullah and Abdurrahman by name, but inshallah we are all worshippers of Allah. The hadith says the best names, most loved by Allah, if you want to know them, Abdullah and Abdurrahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance even to name our children with those names. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the women folk to bear those children. Ameen, ameen, ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these miracles, and obviously those Christians who were listening to the verses of the Quran, they attentively heard, they understood, they related. From amongst them, they were those who accepted the message because they were not arrogant and proud. And from amongst the Jews as well, they were those who accepted the message. They realized that this is all coming from one lantern. Like Najashi, he was a Christian. What did he say? He says, what I have and what you are reciting all comes from one lantern. I believe in it. Subhanallah. Which means the light we are drawing is from the same source. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. After making mention all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Isa, we will take you up to us. And this confirms that Isa alayhi salam is alive. Not as the Qadianis say that he is dead and he passed away. No, we believe he is alive. He was taken up. And he will return before the end of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our belief. It is in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter makes a statement. He challenges the people of the book. And this challenge is a powerful one. He says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. O people of the book, come to the common word between us now that you've heard everything and you know the reality. Come to a common word between us that we will not worship anyone besides the one who created us, and we will never associate partners with him, and we will not worship one another. Subhanallah. That's the challenge. The same challenge is for myself and yourselves. Sometimes we end up out of weakness and falling into the trap of shaitan worshipping one another. We should not do that. Allah says, لَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Never ever worship one another, leaving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot do that. So this was the challenge, and this is what separates Islam from the other religions. In it, meaning in Islam, we worship Allah alone. In the other religions, look at what they did to Isa alayhi salam. They took him as a god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our belief. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after presenting that challenge to the Christians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim. Why Abraham? May peace be upon him. Because the claim is by the Jewish people to be closer to Ibrahim. And the claim is by the Christian people to be closer to Ibrahim. And we as Muslimin also claim that we are closer to Ibrahim. Our claim is obviously justified. And Allah clears this. Allah says, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ. Do you want to know who has the greatest closeness to Ibrahim, the greatest claim to him? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah says, لَلَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who followed him in monotheism. Look at his message. He worshipped one, the Creator alone. Whoever followed that message, they have a greater claim to him. And Allah says thereafter, that and those who have followed this messenger, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came with the same message, the continuation of it, those are the ones who can claim to be closest to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. We normally tell the Christians that when we dress in the same way that they feel Jesus, may peace be upon him, dressed. They draw the portraits. We haven't drawn them. They draw the portraits with a beard. They draw the portraits with a long robe. I've never seen a portrait drawn by the Christians with a suit and a tie and a clean-shaven man, and they say that's Jesus. When we try to reenact the lives of the messengers, they call us big names. May Allah protect us. When you see their portraits of the Virgin Mary, Maryam, may peace be upon her, she always has something on her head and she always wears something long. You haven't seen her in hipsters and a short little body top. May Allah protect us all. When our women want to dress in that way, they call them oppressed. Why do they oppress their own statues? May Allah protect us. It is something to think about and it is food for thought and it is a challenge to the Christians. So much so that their leaders refuse to grow beards, most of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah protect our belief, as I say. Then we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing us, telling us that from the people of the book, there are some who are actually honest. There are some who might be good. There are some who are not, but there are some who are good. Some who are so honest. Listen to the description in the Quran. Allah says,
وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكَ.
They are from amongst the people of the book, those whom if you entrust them with a mountain of goodness, a mountain of gold, they will fulfill it right to the end. They will not be dishonest in any way. So this shows us that from amongst them, there are also some who might be honest. It is not haram for us to do business with the people of the book. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did business with some Jewish people and some of the people of the book. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. However, after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having spoken of the submission, look at the sequence. He then makes a declaration. What is the declaration? The declaration is as follows.
وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Anyone who chooses a path besides the path of submission. Remember, Islam means to submit. Those who choose a path besides the path of submission to the law of Allah, they will definitely be losers. Allah will not accept it from them. And in the akhirah, they will have lost. This means, and the lesson is for all of us, Islam is not only to say I'm a Muslim, it is to submit. When Allah declares any law, we submit to it, we acknowledge it. We know that this is what it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can practice upon whatever we have been taught. And may Allah make us abstain from that which we have been instructed to abstain from. This is the declaration of Allah. And this is for everyone, for the Jews, the Christians, the non-Muslims and the Muslims, to say that if you are choosing a path besides submission to the Supreme Creator, you have chosen the wrong path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how sacred the house in Mecca is, the Kaaba. The fact that it has been built by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Prior to that, it is reported that it was used as a place of worship even by Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. According to the book Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya of Ibn Kathir, there is mention made of that. One wonders how solid the narration is, but there is no harm in mentioning it to say it was the first house of worship by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there again and again. And those who are there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them blessings from all angles. Ameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after having made mention so beautifully, remember we are trying to concentrate on sequence of verses here. We see the Jews being addressed, we see the Christians being addressed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us as Muslimin, mu'mineen.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
O you who believe, be conscious of Allah in a manner that He is meant to be. In a manner that He is meant to be from us conscious of. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us conscious of Him in a manner that is befitting His position. And Allah says, do not die except in the condition of submission, which means lead your day-to-day lives in such a manner that you will never be found on the wrong side of the law. May Allah forgive our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us steadfastness. And after that, beautiful verses making clear what is Islam all about. What is this religion all about? We've clarified the issue of the Jews and the Christians and so on. Now let's talk about Islam. Look at the sequence. Allah says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ Allah says, let there be from amongst you, O believers, a band of people who go out enjoining that which is good, prohibiting that which is bad. That is also part of your deen. Allah says, let them do this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how important it is to have good friends and not to befriend those who are outside the circle to the degree that we even give up our deen to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you need to be careful whom you befriend. Wallahi, there are verses here that are powerful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about our dealings and how important it is for us to abstain from eating interest, because then we would be cheating one another. The rich would become richer and the poor would become poorer.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la ta'kulu riba.
O you who believe, do not eat interest. It's a clear cut ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now as the people of the book were hearing this, and as people who want to read the Quran, who are not Muslims, and even the Muslims, as we pick up and we hear these rules and regulations, it opens our hearts to say, what a powerful religion, teaching us even how to deal, teaching us what to do and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues then making mention of how if a person has sinned, they still have opportunity, they still have hope. There is a verse that I'm not going to read, but we have read it this evening, where Allah says, those who have committed immorality, engaged in sexual misconduct, may Allah protect us all. Those who have committed grave sin, those who have oppressed themselves in any way, if they remember Allah and seek forgiveness, Allah says, not only will we forgive them, but if they continue doing good deeds, we will convert those bad deeds into good deeds and put them on the right side of the scale, and we will grant them Jannah in return for their piety after having the remorse about the sins they've committed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all and grant us a new beginning. After that, beautiful verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the condition of the Muslimin. That don't think that you suddenly declare that you're a believer, so now you'll have a smooth life. Allah speaks of the battle of Badr and how Allah helped the Muslimin. How important it is to struggle in order to maintain your deen. And Allah speaks about the battle of Uhud as well. And thereafter He makes mention of death. And He speaks about how every soul shall taste death. As it is said, Al-Mawtu Babun wa kullu an-nasi dakhiluhu. Death is a door every single person has to go through. We are waiting in a line, entering one after the other. Look at Ramadan. Every day we're getting news of a few people passing away. That's what one of the brothers was telling me. Good news to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a blessed death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after speaking about the battles and the tough times of the Muslimin, He makes mention of the kuffar, and He says, the disbelievers, we will give them in this dunya a lot, because in the akhirah there's nothing for them. So we might give them wealth, we might give them health, we might give them lots of children and happiness. Their lives will be a paradise. But Allah says, don't let that deceive you. It does not mean we're happy with them.
لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم.
Don't let what the kuffar have in this world in terms of whatever we've given them deceive you. Don't let that deceive you that we are pleased with them. Nay, whether you have or not in terms of the dunya does not necessarily mean Allah is pleased or displeased with an individual. It's got to do with the inner contentment, the condition of the heart. And it's got to do with whether with ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are on one page, if I can use that terminology. If we find ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are fortunate. Even if we die paupers, even if we die having lived under a tree all our lives, we are successful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for the kuffar, it's mata'un qaleel. short provision, and after that they will be cast into tormentful punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us and our children. And until we meet again, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.